Chapter 12. Dragon Knows Best. A massive gust of wind blew in, delivering Spike to the pony's hooves. He rubbed his head and stared at the two of them upside down.
Well, any ideas on how to stop this vortex?
How? We're cursed, Twilight Sparkle reiterated. She'd gotten so caught up in her pride for Starlight Glimmer learning friendship lessons on her own that Twilight had forgotten. We can't use our magic. We've got nothing, Starlight added. She closed her eyes and gave it an honest try. A single tiny spark sputtered from her horn. It wasn't enough magic to scratch an itch, let alone get rid of an accidental vortex. See? Spike groaned and shook his head.
I can't believe you two believe in Comet Tail's curse! That was made up by unicorn teachers in order to get magic students to do their homework! I should know! I was there with you at school, Twilight!
Starlight and Twilight exchanged a glance. I thought that too, Starlight said, but our magic is gone! Spike sprang to his feet.
It's just magic fatigue from all the spell casting you've been doing.
He squinted his eyes and shielded them from the wind.
If you try the spell together, it will work.
It was incredibly simple, but it made sense. You know, I think he's right, Twilight exclaimed with a grin. Are you in? I'm in, Twilight nodded, eyes alight with newfound optimism. Twilight braced herself and hoped for the best. Ready? The two ponies turned to each other, closed their eyes, and recited the original spell. Immediately, everything in the room fell back to the ground. The winds stopped, and the vortex was history. Outside the front doors of the castle, the town's ponies tumbled down into a large pile. Nothing about the spell had changed, except one special ingredient. Twilight and Starlight had been working against each other the entire time, and now that they'd done it together, this time they had the power of friendship. The two ponies were finally on the same page.
Woohoo! It worked! They cheered. We did it!
Once the initial shock wore off, Starlight Glimmer turned to the little dragon. She raised an eyebrow at him. When did you get to know so much about magic, Spike?
Since I've been hanging around a couple of super smart wizards all the time. Wizards who were working totally differently and in a way that was not at all helpful to each other, Spike explained with a smile.
True, Starlight said.
But there's still one thing you two seriously need to work on as roommates.
Spike pointed to the dilapidated suite around them and laughed.
Who's gonna clean up this messy place? I really hope I don't start seeing any passive-aggressive notes around here.
Starlight Glimmer and Twilight Sparkle burst into a fit of giggles. I don't think you have to worry about that, Twilight replied. I think, from now on, our lines of communication about every pony's personal needs will be wide open. She met Starlight's eyes. Deal? Starlight nodded. Deal.